Random House Audio presents Keep Travelin' Rider, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
It was daybreak in Sunbonnet Pass, and Tack Gentry's candle had burned down to the pan. The sun crept in between the window sash and the blind, making its way across the floor to where Tack lay sleeping. As the sun rose, the band of light slid up Tack's bloody leg. It moved over the rips in his work shirt and past the cuts on his neck. It was 6 a.m. when the sun hit on Tack's unshaven face. He woke then, and the pain returned. Tack pulled himself up against the wall and set his head along the bed frame. He wiped the dried blood from his eyes and looked around the room. Across the foot of the bed lay a dressing gown made of yellow silk. Over the edge of a dressing screen hung a black beaded dress. This was Betty's room. It was on the second floor of the Longhorn Saloon, a saloon that was owned by Jeb Van Harden. Tack looked again at the silk nightgown and the beaded dress. He thought of Betty's promise and of Van Harden's treachery. As the sound of approaching horses on the street below reached him, Tack checked his guns.
Did you find him?
Not a sign.
Damn it, Olney, you've been gone a full day. He couldn't have gone far.
That's just it, Mr. Van Harden. He surely couldn't have. I'm beginning to think he never left town. All right, you men, move west to east. Mr. Van Harden and I will check the buildings. Now move out.
Tack set the Colt revolver on the floor by his side and laid the Henry rifle across his lap. He felt his fever rising with the sun. Tack had used one of Betty's corsets to bandage the gash in his leg, pulling the straps tight to hold off the bleeding. What was once white lace had turned to dark red, but the corset had served its...